Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. My name is Alessandro, and this is the songwriting podcast where we go in depth into the songwriting process of every single one of my songs. Today is my father's birthday, and it is the first birthday of my father since he passed away. And this is actually a song that I have kept for today. There are a few songs that I've written about his passing, but this is, you know, I was supposed to be doing this one next week, but I thought I'd bring it to today and do it today instead. And I guess think about it, these feelings, you know, of Dad and for Dad, and bring them into a song. It is a song that's probably one of my most sad and emotional songs. It's called Emotional Recession, so I guess, you know, it does that, and it's kind of like, you know, a crying, you know, it's a cry in there as well, and there's definitely anger as well, so that's definitely where this song takes place. But anyway, how do we do this podcast? Well, I play you a live version first, and then we go into in depth about the process it took to write it. So here it is, Emotional Recession. Think I'll try a new look today. I won't wear my stupid smile. What's the point in being happy now? Oh God, I'll be flying all these paper airplanes just so I can hear your voice again. Our emotional obsession is in what it's cracked up to be. Emotional recession is gonna take you away from me. Oh, I love, I'm emotional. Well, everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside. Everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside. Doesn't matter if the world dies, I've already lost my life. What's the point of getting angry at this fight? Cause I've lost. I'll be flying all these paper planes just so I can hear voice again. Our emotional recession is in what it's cracked up to be. Our emotional recession's gonna take you away from me. Oh, I love I'm emotional. Everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside. Everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside. Everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside. Our emotional recession is in what it's cracked up to be. Our emotional recession is gonna take you away from me. Recession's gonna take you away from me. Oh, I'm emotional. Wow. Wow. Like, I feel like you want to put the guitar away after playing that. Yeah, so that's emotional recession. It's early in the morning. I decided to record this and, like, release it on the same day. So, oh, gosh, the voice from that song. I feel like I need some water. Okay, so that is, as you can hear, just a song that takes a lot out of you physically and emotionally, and especially if you haven't warmed up your voice in the morning. Yeah, like, where do I start with the song? I knew the exact moment where this song started coming out. Okay, let's go back. But before we get to the moment of that actually wrote the inspiration for the lyrics and that, let's get to the inspiration of the actual chords. Because this song is something new. So I was in a cafe in Bali. I'd just come back from KL, and I decided to stay here. And I was jamming with, it was like in the height of Corona time. Well, not height, but like, you know, things were hitting, right? And places were closing. And I kind of just had this knowing that I was going to be here for a while. And I went to a cafe to do some jamming. Well, I wasn't even meaning to go there for jamming, but I was just playing because it was a cafe known for people jamming. And I sat in the back, and this guy walks in, this big Indian guy, and he listens to what I'm playing, and he says, you know, let's play it together. And we played a bit together, and he was showing me new chord progressions, and he showed me this. He literally just said, you know, you can always go like a semitone down and really break this conventions each time. Bum bum ba 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 bum bum ba 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 bum bum ba 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 bum. And so I did, and that's how I got these chords. So I was already planning to write a song with these chords. And then 2 days later, I remember reading up on COVID, and somebody posted a article. And the article said, what we are feeling right now. God, I remember it clear as day. What we are feeling right now in the world is grief. And I remember looking at that article, just staring at it and going, that's not grief. That's not grief. I know what grief is. I've just been through it. This, whatever the world is feeling now, this is not grief. That's how I felt. Like, I got so angry. I got so angry. And I just, the song flew out of me. It flew out of me. And it became a song about, like, not trying to hold the pretenses of me being this happy person. I think I'll try a new look today. I won't wear my stupid smile. What's the point of being happy now you're gone? Now this line, paper planes. I remember meeting a Chinese guy at work in Australia one day, and he used to say that the Chinese used to call Australians, or at least the Australian government, paper tigers, which is a term which means that, like, they think that they're nice and big and tough, but they are really just, they're really just made out of paper. So you could just light a match and they'd burn, you know? And so for some reason, I always wanted to, like, bring that, but then I couldn't really bring Paper Tiger into the song. So I think I'll be flying all these paper planes, just so I can hear your voice again. I don't even know what really that means, but I think it's just maybe this, like, this effort to speak to these, like, big bombastic efforts to be closer to Dad. But they're actually made out of paper, and I just wanted to hear his voice again. And then this song, yeah, again, it's about my feelings over this. It's nothing about the actual, like, death of my father or anything like that, or it's not even really about him. This is the first song I think where I didn't even think about him. I just felt about my emotions and my sadness and my anger in my own feelings. Like, that's not something I normally did with my songs, you know. A lot of my songs that I have about Dad, I mean, I wrote this other song. Always the best part of the trip
when I saw you smiling at the arrival hall. Johannesburg won't be the same again.
That is all about Dad, right? Which I've played previously on the Songbook podcast, but this is not about that. It's emotional recession. It's not what it's cracked up to be. Emotional recession is going to take you away from me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I'm emotional. Yeah, I really, like, it's just this, I don't even know what emotional recession really means. It just sort of comes to me in the moment. And I think that's a lot of times with all my songs is like, I don't really know what words I'm going to say. And I don't really think about the words that much, except for, like, I don't know. I think about the framework or the story that I'm in, and then I just let the words come. And that's really what happened with this. You know, these words came and it just flew through it. And then it got to the bridge, which I play after every chorus.
Everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside. Everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside.
And I sing it after every chorus, and for me, it feels like it's such a me thing, is always to be Mr. Happy, Mr. cheer everyone up, and I just knew that I couldn't be happy, like, and I realized that a lot of my happiness had gone after Dad's passing. You know, it was just this weird thing where I didn't really identify myself with myself as being the always happy person, like, I also realized in that moment that it was okay, you know, like, I don't know what I realized. I mean, it's so funny because I feel like I'm finally nearly a year on after Dad's passing. It's been 11 months, just under 11 months. And, I feel like I am finally getting back to my happiness, my cheerful self, but like, it's taken a while. And I think in this moment when I was writing this song, I just didn't feel like I could be Mr. Happy and always cheering everyone up. And I just felt like I needed to take the time and for myself, you know? This song just really hit for that. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say about this song other than, like, I mean, happy birthday, Dad, firstly. Like, I miss him so much. I really do. And especially on his birthday, it feels interesting to do this. But, I feel what's really cool is from where I was when I wrote this song and where I am now, like, I think when I wrote this song, I was sort of dealing with these emotions and I'd stopped talking to him as much and making this seem like it was all okay in a way. Like I was actually in a darker place than when it initially happened, actually. But where I am now, I feel like I'm integrating it all and just understanding that, you know, I think there will be moments that you keep feeling this and it keeps coming back up. And I think feelings of anger and sadness and all of that, I think it's all valid. I think it's genuinely valid. I think I've become a lot more sympathetic to people as well who are going through things. And like, I get it. And I don't put this need on always being happy, funnily enough. Like, I think I'm honoring more when I am feeling emotional and it's all part of the journey, really. But in the same way, I'm also not all like a defeatist. I still feel like I'm very much attuned with my like optimistic and positive self. I think I'm just more, I don't know. I don't know what the word is. And in another year's time, I might be even more so, you know, clued up to what's going on with my own body and psyche and things like that. But yeah, right now I feel like I'm, yeah, what's it called? I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So yeah, that's emotional recession. I'm probably going to leave this podcast here. Actually, what I've got planned today, just because it's relevant for Dad's birthday, I've got a whole bunch of people coming over and going to make some Italian food, which is what my dad would have loved. So I'm going to celebrate his birthday and not actually just feel sad or anything like that and call my brother and sister and we're all just going to get through it together. But yeah, it's just what you do on a day like this. Anyway, that's Emotional Recession. I've got, after this, two more podcasts. They're going to be really cool. One's going to be a guest episode, and that's going to be the final one, with Mandy, who I wrote another song with before I actually left Australia. So this one should have been earlier in the book, but I don't know. It's been nice to keep it at the end. You'll see why when we get there. But the next one is going to be an actual COVID song, which I wrote before this Emotional Recession one. But, you know, I wanted to do this on Dad's birthday. And that'll be really cool. But after these two podcasts are done, big things are happening with this channel and with other channels as well. So I teased on my social media that I have a single coming out in just under a month's time now, and that's really exciting to me. It's going to be one of the songs that we've already heard on this podcast already. But there are going to be more teasers and more announcements as we get closer to the end of this podcast. But anyway, the demo of this is available on SoundCloud right now. You can go and have a listen to that. And if you like this, like, share, subscribe. Please, I don't know, give your fathers and mothers out there a message and give them a hug. You never know when you can't anymore. Cool. This is the demo of Emotional Recession. Hope you enjoyed it. My name's Alessandro, and this is Songbook.
I think I'll try a new look today. Won't wear my stupid smile. What's the point in being happy now you're gone? I'll be flying all these paper planes just so I can hear your voice again. Oh, emotional recession is in all its cracked up to me. Oh, emotional recession's gonna take you away from me. Everybody wants me to be Mr. Happy, Mr. Cheer You Up Inside. Doesn't matter if the world dies, I've already lost my light. What's the point of getting angry at this fight? 'Cause I have lost to cheer you up inside. Oh, emotional recession is in what is cracked up to me. Oh, emotional recession's gonna take you away from me. I'm emotional. not say